Test 62, Section 2, Question 16. Here we're looking to strengthen the argument. And so it says, tissue biopsies on patients who have throat surgery show that those who snored more likely to have serious abnormalities than those who snored rarely or not at all. So snorers have more abnormalities. This shows that snoring can damage the throat of the snorer. So basically, snoring can damage the throat of the snorer. Now with this one, this seems like a classic correlation causation thing. It's saying there's a correlation between people who snore and these abnormalities. And it's saying, so the snoring is causing the abnormalities, when it's totally possible the abnormalities are causing the snoring or some third thing is causing both. So I'd be looking at this one in terms of strengthening it by eliminating some of those alternatives. The study relied on the subject's self-reporting to determine whether they snored frequently. It's okay, but if anything, that would kind of weaken the argument because it's saying self-reporting and that's not necessarily reliable. Patient's throat surgery was not undertaken to treat abnormalities. Well, that doesn't really matter to us. It's not going to tell us whether or not it was causing it. All of the test subjects were similar age and weight and in similar states of health. That's okay. I mean, it at least makes it so that there's a consistency of in the pool, but it's not great. People who have undergone throat surgery are more likely to snore than people who have not. Well, that's not really going to be relevant because it's about the tissue biopsies of those who had undergone surgery, and it's about what they did before they got the surgery. And then the abnormalities in the throat muscles discovered in the case in the study do not cause snoring. That's what we need, because basically that's eliminating the reverse causation option. And it's better than C, because while C says similar age, weight, and health, while that would help to make them consistent, it also means it may not be a good representative sample. So, you know, that's kind of the idea. But E is definitely better because it's saying, look, this correlation is not it isn't caused in the reverse order of what we're looking at, and therefore it makes it a little better. So E is our correct one.